Hey guys, thanks for joining me for this 81st episode in Season 2 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guests on this episode include Kate Bieberdorf. You know her as Kate the Chemist. We've got a couple of books we'll be talking about, as well as her website, katethechemist.com. We'll also visit with Christian hip-hop artist Propaganda. We'll talk about his podcast, Hood Politics. Of course, if you would, please take the time to subscribe, comment, leave some feedback, check out the shop, and of course, share with your friends. We would like to say thanks to our sponsor for today's episode as well, Smiley's Breezy Vapes. They're located at 313 Falcon Road. They've got red basket specials always, plus the largest selection of disposable flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. For more information, you can call or text at 580-471-VAPE. I'm pretty sure we all know that it's not a good way to start your day by hitting the snooze button a bunch of times, but even hitting it twice could be a problem. According to a new study, if you stay in bed for just 14 minutes after your alarm goes off the first time, it throws off your entire day. And since most snooze buttons give you 9 minutes of peace until the alarm goes off again, that means if you hit it twice, you've already screwed your day. Now, the study also found the day when people hate waking up the most is Monday, not surprisingly, but Tuesday came in second place. Always love having our return guests, and even if they come from Texas, we still appreciate them. We've got Kate the Chemist, Kate Bieberdorf, on the line with us. And Kate, always good to visit with you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, all out talking to someone from Oklahoma, but my Texas pride is coming out right now.
Now, Kate, we got all kinds of things to talk about, and as we're coming out of COVID, are you finding folks trying to figure out what to do next, if you will?
Yes, 100%. I can't tell you how many requests came in yesterday asking if I was going to do a summer camp. And I was like, y'all, I didn't know what was going to go on with masks, so I did not plan anything for this summer. But next summer, we are going to do some amazing summer camp. I've got tons of ideas.
And I know you've got some books that you've been working on, got the website going in full swing. And I want to give you a chance to talk about the books. I'm pretty interested about the awesome book of Edible Experiments. That's the one that I probably have a little more interest in, Kate. And when did the work on that one start?
It was probably between March and May of last year. So it was right when the pandemic really set in, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And I was a little bit nervous to go outside, to be honest. So what I did is essentially locked myself in my house, opened up my pantry, and came up with 25 experiments with the stuff that I had in my pantry. So I'm a baker, so a lot of the experiments have to do with baking. So we make cupcakes, we make cheesecakes. I might even teach people how to make ice cream. And so I just opened my pantry, and I was like, all right, well, I have 6 different types of flour. Let's investigate the different types of flours and talk about the different proteins that are in there and how it affects your final product. But essentially, I was just thinking about all of the parents who are probably just so burned out doing science experiments with their kids right now, and I wanted to do something fun. And so why don't you make dragon cupcakes and dragon frosting with your kids and then talk about science just for a few minutes?
And with baking, science goes hand in hand because you've got to follow everything down to the T for it to work out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every time you're in the kitchen, whether you like it or not, you're being a chemist. And so baking is really, really close to chemistry because, like you said, you have to be so precise. It's 1 tablespoon, 1 teaspoon. But I like baking because it's slow, it's methodical. You can measure everything out and get all ready. Cooking stresses me out. It's too fast. Like, if you turn away for just a second, you can burn something. So I don't really like that as much. I much more enjoy the baking because you take your time. Plus, then you get desserts. Like, who doesn't like desserts?
That's right. Now, the other one to talk about, it's Elemental, the hidden chemistry and everything. And Kate, do you see everything inside? I see things in numbers. Do you see things in chemistry? Is that how you see things?
I do. Everything's atoms and molecules to me. So when I look around, it's like, oh, okay, that has this molecule in it, or it's reflecting light in this way, and that's why we see the color yellow. And so for me, it's all about what the atoms and molecules are doing. And so what I do in that book, which comes out in July 13th, is it's my first book for adults, and so I essentially take you all through the busiest day of your life, and I just point out the science there. So we start with breakfast, we go on an early morning workout, we make a pie, we clean the house, we go to the beach, go to happy hour, and I just point out all the the science there, and I honestly had so much fun writing that book because I've answered all the questions that my girlfriends asked me over happy hour. Like, what is this? What? Why does this happen? And so I kept it light and fun and wanted to make sure that if you ever wanted to read a book on chemistry, this is the one.
Now, Kate, how much different is the writing process or the inspiration process when you're writing for adults as opposed to your previous works?
Last one for kids that just came out on Tuesday is a cookbook. I gained more weight getting ready for that one because I was constantly eating and making experiments and I was in the kitchen the whole time. So the kids' books are really active. Like, I'm doing things, I'm doing dishes, I'm cleaning things, I'm coming up with stuff. It's more creative, where the adult book is more research. And so I wanted to go through and, you know, you have to fact check every single word, obviously, for both ones. But for the adult books, your science has to be on point. And so for me, it was much more about research, checking sources, and just making sure everything was like 100% to the T and accessible for a non-scientist.
And obviously the books and more information on the website. I want to give you a chance to tell our listeners a little bit about the website and all that's entailed there as well.
So my website is katethechemist.com. So if you guys want to know anything about me or order the books or anything, you can check that out. But I'm also trying to be a little bit more active on social media these days. So my two main platforms are Instagram, and I just started TikTok. Oh my gosh, y'all, please follow me over there because I'm trying to figure that platform out. If you have ideas for experiments, send them my way. I'm having so much fun creating on there. But for Instagram and TikTok, it's at katethechemist.
Now, Kate, as you work on TikTok, are you also trying to get like a phone or video sponsor? Because all the explosions that you have, I mean, you've got to have backup, right?
You should. You're right. No, I have two incredible social media interns. So I work at the University of Texas, and I reached out to the communication school and found two girls who are majoring in this. Like, it's a major now, essentially. And they are incredible. The PR exposure they have, the classes they take on social media, just the innate, like, instincts they have with the platforms, it's just been incredible, and they're worth every single penny. So I've been having a lot of fun, too, which, of course, makes it more, which it makes it easier to make these videos and do explosions if you're like, hey, try this. What if you do this?
No. And you're giving them not only the social media exposure, but also you're teaching them through having fun as well.
Don't tell them that. Do not tell these girls that I'm teaching them science. But it's awesome. It's really fun to see these girls who are communications majors, right? They're amazing humans. They're brilliant. And now all of a sudden they're reaching out. They're saying like, hey, I read this article. What does this mean? What is this science about? And then they're telling their friends. So it's just everything I do in my life is making science more accessible and making people remember that it's fun and it's cool. And you used to like science when you're in like first or second grade, but we all lost that. So I just try to bring that inner kid out of people.
That's right. Well, Kate, it is always great to visit with you. Again, mention the socials and the website again to remind our listeners.
If you want to know more, find me at katethechemist.com or Instagram and TikTok is at katethechemist. On Twitter, it's K, the number 8, the chemist, because someone else stole my name. But besides that, you can find me at katethechemist.com.
There you go. Well, Kate, always great to visit with you. Hope you have a great weekend and look forward to catching up again real soon.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Well, thanks again to our sponsor for today's podcast episode, Smiley's Breezy Vapes. You can check them out on Facebook. They've got red basket specials, new hardware, and the largest selection of disposable flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. If you ever have a question, you can call or text 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. Now, this isn't one of the usual perks that you hear about working from home, but it's definitely a significant one. You get to use your own toilet. And now that lots of people are starting to go back into an office for the first time since the pandemic started, they're really not happy about the whole poop situation. There's an article on Slate.com all about the issue. It says, quote, "Maybe your office bathroom has stall doors that reach the knees, or it's silent, or there's no ventilation. Your boss might come in and make conversation. You might stink the whole place up. Well, none of that was an issue at home. So it's affecting how some people feel about working in person again." Now, one person who was interviewed for the article really summed it up, said, quote, "Going to the bathroom at home is a million times more relaxed than in an office." writer, rapper, podcaster, influencer, teacher, all kinds of stuff behind his name. We've got Propaganda on with us today. And Prop, first off, thanks so much for the time, brother.
Oh, man, I'm honored.
Now, Prop, tell us about the podcast and how you got into podcasting in the first place. Was it against your will in the beginning?
It kind of was, man. The idea of the podcast, Hood Politics with Prop, was really just came from my own sort of like trying to find a grid to understand the just the political landscape, things that were happening. And I found myself just comparing whatever I was happening in the news to just my high school experience, you know, or just living in the inner city and just really trying to understand, what was happening. And it started off as a segment of a podcast that I had with my wife, called the Red Couch Podcast, where mm-hmm. we just kind of same thing, just shot the breeze about different things, whether it was political or, you know, pop culture. And the segment itself just kind of grew its own audience and just kind of became its own little following. So we decided to make it its own podcast, and my wife went on to do other things, and still my wife. That's don't mean not as in other things as in other people. Just she's just working on other projects. She got her own book coming out. So yeah, it was really lighthearted. You know, I used to teach high school. I taught in inner city kids and just, you know, trying to find ways to access their prior knowledge. And I just found that, like, I'll just do for them what I do for me and then start recording it. And it became what we're talking about today.
Now, what do you think by the title of the podcast, what do you think the biggest misconception of possible listeners would be about the topics that you guys cover?
I like that. I think the biggest misconception would be that you'd have to have had some sort of like gang life background or that you grew up in it. And it's really not that. The hood can be shorthand for, man, you know, the sticks of Missouri, you know, Appalachian Mountain, right? If you just some sort of struggle, you know, and you just had to figure out how to navigate a world around you that wasn't necessarily set up for your gain.
Right.
You know, if you just eighth grade, you know, middle school playground, lunch tables, where to sit at the lunch tables, like, man, that's foreign policy, you know? And so I think the biggest misconception is like, it's only for those who grew up in the quote unquote hood. And it's not, man, it's for all of us who just had to figure out how to navigate, you know, social life as a kid.
Now, Prop, for you, where did your biggest learning come from? Did your biggest learning come from being out on the road and being around the world, traveling, doing music and seeing how other people did things?
Yes, actually, that was one of the biggest influences, because, you know, you grow up in a place and you think that your little neighborhood is the entire universe. Now, granted, I grew up in Los Angeles, which was remarkably diverse, you know, and
right.
Yeah, so I had a lot of experiences with a lot of different things, but they were all under the umbrella of California. But yeah, once you get out of the state and, you know, get on the road, your world just exponentially explodes, you know, and you just learn to appreciate so many other things and just learn from different sort of perspectives. Yeah.
Now, Prop, I know that you're an influence and an influencer on younger folks as well. Who was the influence on you that inspired you as you were coming up?
Oh, man. So many. Like, for me, it was a lot of local heroes. You know, my dad was, although he wasn't in the house, he was around. My father was heavily involved civil rights movement. You know, our little like local community church, there was a lot of fathers out there who, you know, took their time for us, you know, kids who were,
right.
You know, writing on walls everywhere we went, you know, so it was a lot of local heroes for me, you know, and just the mothers in the neighborhood, you know, who again, wouldn't let you, you know, tell you pull your pants up every time you walk by. And, and I was an avid reader as a kid, you know, so I just drank from a lot of fountains, you know. And just one thing that my mother was very clear about was to always stay curious. And I think that like that sentence from her, like, just it just stuck with me forever. And that's something that I cherish, is just to remain curious. And you find influences from everywhere, you know.
Now, Prob, how different does your take on hood politics as opposed to the CNNs, the Foxes, the MSNBCs? Yeah. It goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
No, it's more of a primer, if you will, because, you know, CNN and Fox and them at some point that's like already chewed, you know, gum. You know what I'm saying? Like right. They done already chewed it up for you and they're telling you this is what it tastes like. For me, this is not necessarily commentary as it is analysis. Mm. I'm more like your cliff notes when you see the story and you go, wait, what is this? I'm like, oh, hey, this is what it is. Now you can draw your own conclusions, you know, and of course you can't avoid, I'm still a human. So of course I have opinions. Of course I have, you know, a lens for which I'm looking through things, right. But that's not really the goal of this. The goal of this is for you to go, what am I looking at? You know, you ever peeked under the hood of a car and, you know, my father was an intellectual, like I didn't know how to change oil, you know, until I was a full grown adult. So I just look under the hood and I'm like, what am I looking at? You know, and I just want someone to say, okay, yeah, that's a piston. That's what that is. You know, so this is really the idea of the show is like, I just want you to know what you're looking at, you know, and feel like you're invited to the table. I think oftentimes, especially with like CNNs and Foxes, they're using these terms and they speaking in ways that oftentimes us which these news stories really affect, mm-hmm. we feel like we're not really invited to the table because we don't speak this language. And they give off this impression that like you and me aren't smart enough to have this conversation with them. This show, my show is to say, no. These people are not smarter than you. That's just a different language. Let me translate this for you.
Prop, if folks want to find more information, not only about the podcast, all of your other works as well, where's the best place to keep up, brother?
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, just prophiphop.com or all my socials are also prophiphop. The Hood Politics podcast feed is just Hood Politics with Prop on all the outlets, you know, and iHeart came in and just was like, hey, let's put a jetpack in your little operation you're doing over here. So wherever you see iHeart, you can find me.
That's good stuff. Well, Prop, great to visit with you today. Hope you have a great weekend and we can catch up again real soon.
Yeah, thank you, man. I got to come over there and get some barbecue.
Well, thanks again to our friends at Smiley's Breezy Vapes for helping sponsor today's podcast episode. If you ever have a question, you can always give them a call or send a text at 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. Check out their Red Basket specials, new hardware, and the largest selection of disposable flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. Check them out on Facebook or stop by and see them at 313 Falcon Road in Altus. Now, is it possible that 6% of us don't know what a bear is? Because really, that's the only way that this makes sense. Now, someone asked 1,200 people which animals they think that they could beat in a fight. That means unarmed, no weapons. And 6%, or 1 in 17 Americans, think that they could take down a grizzly. Now, here are 10 more matchups and how we think we do. Number 1. Could you beat up a lion? Now 8% said yes, and this isn't just a macho thing, 7% of women said yes to that one too. Number 2, an elephant. 8% also said yes. Number 3, a gorilla. Again, 8%. And 17% think they could beat up a chimp. Number 4, a crocodile. 9% said yes. Number 5, a wolf. 12%. And 23% of us think that we could take down a large dog as well. Number 6 was kangaroo. Now 14% think they could beat a kangaroo in a fight. Number 7, an eagle. So an attack from the air. Well, 30% said yes. Number 8, a goose. Now they're more aggressive than you think, but 61% said no problem. Number 9, a house cat. 69% of us are confident that we'd win. And number 10, a rat. 72% said yes. Now the poll also looked at how 33 different animals would do against each other and found elephants and rhinos would be the hardest to beat in general. Unarmed humans ranked second to last behind geese. Well, thanks again for joining us for this 81st episode in Season 2 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can hit me up on the contact page at gqwithcam.com. You can also find me on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at gqwithcam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, you can make a one-time donation at buymeacoffee.com/GQWithCam. You could also visit our merch store. We've got hoodies, shirts, mugs, tumblers, stickers, and more, gqwithcam.com/shop. If you have a special guest idea, email me, gqwithcam@gmail.com. Well, thanks again to Brandon Allen for coming up with our theme music. We're going to let him play us out.